Welcome to Living on Purpose. My name is Lynn Thompson, and I'm a proud contributor to the Rabble Podcast Network since 2007. I donate to Rabble, and you can too. It's very simple. Visit rabble.ca/donate. Thank you.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Well, what wonder to behold, another manifestation of a serendipitously auspicious meetup with Kathy Moe here on the island of Kauai. And she turns out to be an amazing astrologer, a really fun girl, and her handle is actually Astro Girl, because she's been writing a column and doing astrology for years and years and has worked with thousands of clients all over the world. And we happen to meet. So it's very exciting to present her on her first podcast. And we got together on March 1st for an hour to record. We were talking about my natal chart, my birth chart, the stars in my sky. We ended up talking about the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse in a few different spots in that hour. So I ended up pulling those little segments out. And I found that it was hard to choose, so I decided to let you choose which ones you like the best. I know that the solar eclipse was March 8th and 9th, depending where you are in the world, and now it's the end of March 9th, but the effects of the solar eclipse go on for months. And with all the things going on in your life, you may not even have been able to listen to this until after the 8th or 9th of March. So anytime you listen to this and you just think about how it might apply to your life, I hope that you'll find it helpful. And in the next podcast, I'm going to be sharing what she said about the lunar eclipse, which is coming up on March 23rd. So it's really a pleasure to welcome Kathy Moe to Living on Purpose. And I hope you enjoy our conversations that are woven through with waves, which really is very appropriate considering what you're going to hear us talk about. Thanks a lot for listening, by the way. If you are a new listener to Living on Purpose, I welcome you. I also welcome you if you are a return listener and a frequent listener. I really appreciate that. My website is livingonpurposelynn.com and Kathy Moe is astro7girl.com, the number 7. So astro7girl.com. Lots to check out there. All right, here we go with the show. Thanks again for listening.
Today is Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. My name is Kathy Moe, and I'm an astrologer, and I have a phone app called Astro Girl. And this is a reading for you, Lynn Thompson. And fascinating at this time that you're on the north shore of the island of Kauai, and you'll be here the last night will be the 8th, which is the
solar. Well, not the last night.
Oh, the last night at a particular place. Yeah, I mean, you're really opening yourself up to possibility because Pisces will be the apex of the opportunity for things to change and be renewed, because Pisces rules the ocean and it rules emotions, and people are motivated by their emotions, i.e. their feelings. So the potential for change beginning with the solar eclipse is enormous. And one of the reasons why I'm so interested in the solar eclipse is that it's the first time in 165 years that Neptune is in its own sign of Pisces. None of us have lived through this particular experience. And later, when I run up the solar eclipse chart and put it with your natal chart, I can show you, and you'll be able to see visually, how much of an impact, how many planets and asteroids and also Chiron are in the sign of Pisces. And they're all opposite poor little Jupiter, who's like retrograde in Virgo. So it's a time to know how to contact one's inner sources, inner peace, to stay true to oneself, to play it like as clean and straight as you can, to be as truthful and in alignment with yourself as is possible. This is true for everyone.
Thank you. So we've got a solar eclipse coming up in a week.
We do.
Tell us about that, Kathy Mo.
I get so excited over things like this. I get all, like, weeks ahead, you know. I'm just thrilled. And, you know, and then it passes and I'm like, oh, huh, okay. You know, but the bottom line is that I love empirical experiences, you know, and anecdotes that can be shared. Because a lot of people are going through things and don't realize that the person next door or down the street is going through, like, very similar, you know. So it's one of the things I love about doing readings that this is a global event. Everybody is going into, in one way or another, have an experience of the solar eclipse. It will be on the 8th of March, and of course that's the 9th of March in some parts of the planet where it's already the next day. Now, you can see visually, and this is what I promise you. Can you see it okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a glyph for the sun, and that's the glyph for the moon. Obviously, a solar eclipse is a new moon event. And you can see the number 19 with both of those. And what that means, you know, the new moon is like the same degree as the sun on that day.
Mm.
Yeah. Not that they're always like an eclipse, because they have to be at a certain angle with the ecliptic. But in this particular situation, the sun and the moon are in Pisces. Ceres, whom I mentioned in your natal chart, that wonderful, compassionate, mother, powerful figure, you know, who will fight for the right thing. 15 degrees Pisces. This is Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, at 9 degrees in Pisces on that day. And as I mentioned earlier, Neptune has gone into its own sign of Pisces for the first time in 165 years. I mean, a couple of years ago. So none of us have lived through this many planetary bodies with a Pisces solar eclipse with Neptune in its own sign, with the addition of Mercury also in Pisces. So we have Mercury, Neptune, Ceres, the Sun, the Moon, and then we have Chiron, which is a healing centaur, wound and healing type, at 20 degrees, and then we have the south node at 22 degrees. That's all, if you see, this whole area is all Piscean focus. And if you look at the rest of the chart, it's sort of like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It looks like it looks tidal wave-ish. You know, whether that's a physical thing or an emotional release or a swamping of compassion of people coming together or however many ways it will be expressed, the effects of the solar eclipse usually take 3 to 6 months to manifest. So it doesn't even have to be like something happened on that day. But what happens is it grows and it swells like the ocean wave. And Pisces rules the ocean, as I mentioned earlier. And then we get the results. So anybody who has a chart with sensitive areas with this eclipse is more affected. For them, it's like a turning point in their life. Pisces not only rules the ocean and the waves and the water and the emotions behind it, but also the invisible gases and things like that we could be affected by, but we don't necessarily see them. Mm-hmm. Or know that they're
more
there.
Subtle.
Very subtle. Now, the south node is the south node of the moon. We also have the north node. The north node will be at 22 degrees Virgo. The south node, as I mentioned, 22 degrees Pisces. South node has to do with unfinished business and karmic obligations and things that have to be completed. Well, sometimes it means things get finished up or they need to be let go of, and then there are a lot of transitions that could happen during this time, you know. And so there can be a sadness, a mm-hmm. release going on during that time. Chiron is a healing centaur who found a way to heal from wounds. So with this being a water sign and emotions, it's highly likely, although it could be physical, it's highly likely there'll be a lot of emotional wounds that have been buried that will come to the surface because of the water, the cleansing of this Piscean energy will bring it from the depths. And they might discover some treasures, you know, under the water and this sort of thing. That's possible. But a lot of it is just things that are not resolved will come to the surface, and people get an opportunity to become aware of it, to see it and feel it, and realize that they can no longer sidestep it or stuff it down, you know? So everybody's going to do that at once.
Mm.
So that's why I'm like whoa, hunker down.
Tidal wave.
Yeah, like hunker down. So I was going to say a little bit about the solar eclipse. And thank you so much. So we are looking at a solar eclipse, which is March 8th, like in Hawaii and throughout the United States. And by the time you get to like Tokyo, of course, you know, it's going to be March 9th. Wouldn't Australia be ahead of us by a day? So, but we're looking at that March 8th, 9th time. And what we're seeing is a preponderance of very watery, fluid, emotional energy for this particular eclipse. We have Mercury, Neptune, Ceres, the Sun, Moon, Chiron, and the South Node all in Pisces, opposite just Jupiter, which is retrograde in Virgo, conjunct the South Node in Virgo. And what this means is that there's a karmic release. It's a change. It's a time when old wounds surface. The water, the Pisces ocean type energy water, which can be very powerful and insistent, floods through whatever situation it may be. If things are not already shored up and if the infrastructure isn't strong, it can take bits apart or there could be leaks or spills. And that goes with people's feelings too. If they're overextended, you know, the cracks kind of start to show in the water, the feelings, the emotions start to come through, or spilled tears. So what we're looking at is a release of energy to let go of what no longer serves us so that we can rebalance the energies. Virgo is a sign of service, and only Jupiter is being represented at this time, where there's an awful lot of Piscean-related things that are abundant right now. You know, film, fantasy, music, escapism, drug problems, being victimized has been a predominant theme in society for a long time. What we're doing is a great awareness that we can no longer wait, and then we need to stay focused. Once the emotional tidal wave goes through, then we kind of go through and say what is worth keeping. And the wound becomes healed because we are forced to address things. The things can no longer be swept under the rug. And that is pretty much the main focus, you know, of the solar eclipse, March 8th and 9th, 2016. So thank you for letting me share that. I appreciate it. Years ago, I received a degree in film from UCLA, film and television. And being in that area, like physically, I was near Hollywood, and I ended up studying in a yoga class, a tantric yoga class. And a friend in the class who had a degree in engineering and physics said, "Why don't you learn how to calculate the progression of the planets?" So I did, and I became an astrologer. And from there, I did my own little newsletter in San Francisco. I used to slip it under the doors of my, all my neighbors, my little newsletter. And from there, I also had an interest in healing and the healing arts. I studied acupuncture, and I studied, became a clinical hypnotherapist, and was invited to either work at a hospital in Canada. I met the vice president of a hospital at a conference. The same time I was invited to start a clinic on the island of Guernsey, so I did that. I moved to Guernsey in the Channel Islands, and I worked with clients, did radio shows, and they have a commercial radio station on Guernsey. They have the BBC, and they also have a hospital radio, so I worked on all of those. And I also wrote a column for the newspaper, the Guernsey Globe, and then from there, Metropolis Magazine literally found me and asked me to write. I've been writing weekly for Metropolis Magazine for 20 years. And CNN, Asahi Press in Tokyo, started publishing CNN News and had me do a monthly column for them for 6 years. I moved to Edinburgh in Scotland and did a little astrology on the Leith FM station and started Astro Girl as a print column with the Leather, and I did an article for Ion Edinburgh, and so, and I was interviewed at that point. You know, I was on interviewed on television, and I was on the Edinburgh Evening News and newspaper, and the Herald, which is the Scottish national newspaper on Sunday. So Astrogirl came about. And then when I moved to Hanalei, I had the good fortune to meet a highly gifted and talented software designer who helped me create the phone app. Because we want to get this information out. We want to share it. The phone app is free. The weekly horoscope is free. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, they can check my website, which is astro7girl.com. And they can read other things. You know, I've done IPO stock charts for buying stocks and things like that. They can get the app on my website. They can book sessions as well. You are living your chart.
Wow.
Yeah, you're just doing it, you know, and your inner timing brought you to certain points, and you didn't need to know what the map was ahead of time because you're living the map.
Living the map. Wow. Yeah. Well, Kathy, thank you so much.
It's very much my pleasure. You're very welcome, and thank you.